Viter in Shas, Pirkei Daf, Ayin Tes, picking it up on Ayin Tes. I think it's like 15 lines there or so. The first one line is Zu. Second one is Vayikach HaMelech. So we're continuing on with the whole story with David HaMelech and the Givonim, how they were upset about the fact that he has to go and help them, and they asked for people that they can kill, the descendants of Shaul. And, you know, there's a famine that's kind of stuck. So what happens? Says the Pasuk, Vayikach HaMelech HaShnei B'nei Ritzpa, Bas Aya, Asher Yoldu L'Shaul, Es Armoni, Ves Mifiboshes, Ves Chameshes B'nei Michal, Bas Shaul, Asher Yoldu L'Adriel, Ben Barzilai HaMecholi, right? So he went ahead, he took the two sons of this Ritzpa. You read through the whole pasuk over there. He took these people and he brought them to the Givonim and they ended up killing them. They hanged them. And bad news. Maishtahani. Now, why is it they chose these ones? Why were these ones that were chosen to be given over in order to go ahead and avenge that, to calm them down from being upset at what Shaul did. So Amar Avuna says, Ha'evirim l'fnei Aaron. David HaMelech, he brought them, and he brought, again, these were the descendants of Shaul, and they brought them in front of the Aaron, and Kol Sha'aron, Kol Tol Misa, any of them that the Aaron held on to them in order to go ahead and be taken for death, and Kol Sha'aron, Kol Tol L'chaim, any of the Aaron didn't, She'ein Aaron, Kol Tol L'chaim, they were the ones who lived. So the Aaron grabbed them, went to death, not than that. Masa v'chana barkatina. V'chana barkatina asks a question. So we know the pasuk says, "Vayachma amelech al mefiboshes ben Yehona son ben Shaul." The king had mercy. Vayachma al mefiboshes, and he didn't give him over to the Givonim. Now, hold on one second. Didn't we just talk about the fact that he brought him to the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh decided what's going on over there? And if they didn't take him, so what Shaykh is David HaMelech? Says the Gemara, Shaloh HaViro. David HaMelech didn't put him in front of the Aaron, so that the Aaron wasn't able to go ahead and take him. V'chi ma'asa panim yish badavar. Ma'asa panim means like favoritism. Is there such a thing? Says Rashi, V'chi ha'yolu l'David, lisa panim b'dini nefashos. Ha'yolu ha'viras kulan. He gets to decide who's going, who doesn't go, and he should have put everyone in front of him, including Mephibosheth. Ella, she'eviru klata. Rather, what happened was David HaMelech did put him in front of it, and it held him. Ubikish l'vrachimim, but he davened from a plato, and then it let him go. Okay, so you can go, you can try, you can daven. That's what he did. And they let him go. Goes on the Gemara, Vakati, Masapanam Yishbadavar. This is also Masapanam Yishbadavar, because it goes in davening that he should be saved and someone else isn't. Rashi says, Hol Vakotel Aron, Loyalulahamis. Acher tachtov, you end up killing someone instead because someone else is in the place. And so the Gemara El Shabikish Rachim Shalo Yikletenu Aaron. He davened that what? That it shouldn't hold him in the first place. He says the Gemara of Ahokseev Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim. Fathers shouldn't be put to death because of the sons, and sons not because of the fathers. Why should these descendants of Shaul be held responsible for that which Shaul did? It's not what's going on. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mutav Sheteaker Os Achas Min HaTorah Val Yischal Hashem Shamayim Befer Hesia. It's good that a letter from the Torah should be uprooted, a little bit should be taken away in order that it shouldn't be that this is a Chil Hashem Befer Hesia. Now, what exactly does that mean? Says Rashi, what that means is that they were saying, it's not really fitting to join these Jews. They messed up the gerim by taking away their mazonos, their sustenance. There's no nakama taken from them. Ah, terrible. Mefarshim speak out. The Rishonim say that really they were chayiv misa for other reasons, but it still looked a little bit like maybe what's going on. You're taking the sons for the sins of the fathers. But okay, it's okay to have something look like it's not great in order to save from something much worse that's going on. V'tidkach. Then we go on, the pesukim go on and continue. And they say that what happens is they were hanged and they were there for a long time. They didn't bury them until a lot later. Rashi says, Ad yamos gishamim lo nitin l'kavura. Says the pasuk, V'tidkach ritzva bas ayas. So this Rizva was a daughter of Aya. She took some sort of sackcloth and put it over on a rock, and from the beginning of one season with the katzir, with the harvest season, until the rain season, when on the bodies, and she didn't let the birds to come down during the daytime, and the animals at the nighttime she was guarding these bodies, that should be okay. I have oxeh velosalin velosalin velosal eitz. I don't we know that you're not allowed to hang a body and leave it there for too long, and what happens if they actually take it down? Well, they left it over there for like months and months. What's going on? It's Gemara. Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Tzadok Mutav Sheteir Karos Achas Min HaTorah V'Yiskadishim Shemayim. Yeah, it's good to remove or uproot one of the things of the Torah, one letter, so to speak, in order to go ahead and be Mekadishim Shemayim before Hesia. Shall you over and shovem, over and shovem, over and people that walked by, they would say, wow, Mativan Shalila, what happened to these guys? Right? Over here that these people that were killed, that were hanged, and they're still hanging, what happened? Halalu b'nei malachim. Say back, oh, these are b'nei malachim, meaning they're part of the Jewish people. And then they'll say afterwards, like, okay, whoa, what happened to them? Also, what did they do that they got such a fate? This is crazy. Pashtu Yudam, Begarim, and Gruim, what they did is they put their hands on Gerim that weren't really accepted, right? This is talking about the Nesinim, the Nusin, because, they weren't really, you know, they were accepted in a way, which is like a Shvach HaMaisis, but the point is they weren't right to them. Amru, Ein Lecha Uma, Shiru'i Lidabik Ba Kazu. So the ones walking by would say, wow, there's no other nation in the world that's worthy to go to this one. Uma B'nei Malachim Kach, and if the princes, they get punished for the way that they behave like that. Then b'nei hadyotos halachas kama v'kama. A person is just a regular person. How much and more so are they going to be responsible and punished? Umagirim gruim kach. And if they're punished for even behaving in a way against those that are just gruim gam gruim, then you saw halachas kama v'kama. How much more so are they going to be punished for going ahead and being against a ger who's full fledged as a Jew? Miyaz immediately said, "Wow, that must be pretty chashuv to be a Jew." Nitosu al Yisrael, 150,000 people joined the Jewish people. They end up going in and converting. Shemem, as the pasuk says, "Vayilu Shlomo Shivim Elif Nosi Sabalu Shmona Elif Chutzibhar." Shlomo had 70,000 carried these Nosi Saval. They carried burdens, and 80,000 that were Chutzibhar. They were stone cutters. So he had 150,000 joined because of this. I have a Dilmi Yisrael Havu. Who says that these people were gerim? Maybe these were yidden. Looks like a dietar, because the pasuk says, "With bnei Yisrael, lo nasan Shlomo eved." From the bnei Yisrael, Shlomo did not take a slave from anyone. And over here, they're working for Shlomo Melch. Vidilma dogzar ba'alma. Maybe these were, Rashi says, schirim. They were hired people, but again, they weren't gerim. Ella, so says Gemara, here's where we see it. Vayispor Shlomo kol anashim ha-gerim asher be'eretz Yisrael. And he counted all the gerim in Yisrael. Vayimtu me'ev ha-chamishim elef. He found 150,000. Vayas me'ham shivim elef sabol u'shmonim elef chotzbar. And he ended up making 70,000, carrying the burdens, 80,000 stone cutters. Okay, so we see what a Kiddush Hashem came from the fact that they were actually hanging over there. It was worth it in order to make this a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Now, says the Gemara, V'nesinim David Gazar Lehem. You said that David HaMelech, we ended off yesterday in the Gemara saying that David HaMelech is the one who was gozer not to marry into them. There, he's the one who did it. Moshe Gazar Lehem. As well, Shabbat Inu. The Sevez HaPasuk says, Mechotev Eitzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha. Rashi says from the fact that the Karinu Lechotve Eitzim and Payu, he gave them their own category. Shema Mina, the La Bechlal Yisrael Ninu. Not considered part of Yisrael. V'la Bechlal Gerim, they're called Gerim. Ela Avadim, V'avadim Psulim Ninu. V'giv Onim Lechotve Eitzim Ninu. Del Hachi Akitzinu Yoshua. So what happened is that clearly we see that they were also to marry into. They're like Avadim. So why are you saying that it was David? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Gemara, Moshe Gazer Lahudara. It was only for that particular generation that he was goes there. Rashi says, Lechotve Eitzim Shal Yubimah, those in his days. David Gazer Lekuli Dara. And he went on, he passed it on to all the future generations. Ay, Vakati, what do you mean it's David? Yehoshua Gazer Lahudara. It's Yehoshua who did, right? As the Pasuk says, Dechsev, Vaitneir Yehoshua Bayomahu Chotve Eitzim, Vishoa Vimayim, La'idav, and Lemizbach Hashem, for the congregation and for the Mizbach of Hashem. So what are you saying? David the one who did it. He's the one who did it. Answers the Gemara. Yeshua Gazer Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim. That's when Yeshua did it. And David came along. David Gazer Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim. At the time when the Bizman Hamikdash was not Kayim. Right, so what happened is that he said that it continued on even after the Bizman Hamikdash is gone. Beep, turn the page. I ain't testing my base. We may... Rebbe, Big Shula Hatir Nesinim. In the times of Rebbe, they wanted to go and to be Mavato the Nesinim in order to go ahead and to get rid of it and allow them to actually enter in. Okay. Rebbe said, Chelkenu Natir. Right. Okay. Maybe we could release our amount. Remember, he said it was set aside the door for them and for the Mizbeach. So our Chelik, maybe we can go and get rid of. The Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir, are we going to go ahead? We can get rid of the Chelik of the Mizbeach that we can't do. So we're kind of stuck over here and they remained in their status of not being able to marry. This argument of Rebbe is saying that who's going to go and get rid of the Mizbeach, which seems to be saying that the Mizbeach that still stayed in the times of Rabbi, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Oh, interesting. This Rashi says, "Hi, the Gamar Chelik Amizbeach Miyater. The Avkav the Mizbeach be May Rabbi Lo Have a Kaamar the Chelik Mizbeach Aser Pligi Rav Derav Chia." That argues on Rav Chia. The Amar Rav Chia, Rabbi Rav Yochanan Chelik Eida LeOlam Aser. The Chelik of the Eida, meaning of the congregation of the assembly of the people, that's going to be Aser. Meaning, even after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, that's going to be that the Chelik of the Nasin is going to be intact, unless they decide to get rid of it. Rashi is an Achi Yatiru. The Chelik Mizbeach, that's not forever. That's Mizbeach Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Aser. Ain Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Shari. Only the time the Beis HaMikdash was there, then it's Aser to go into Mivatal because it belongs to Mizbeach. But this is Beis HaMikdash Kayim and of the Mizbeach, and then you don't have to Mivatal it, in which case, according to him, they would be able to actually take a Nasin out of the problem by being matter their issue, and the Mizbeach anyways not the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bam. So then we have a Machlokas with that. Viter, next Mishnah. Back to some Yevamah shtiklach. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, shamati she'asris cholitz v'cholzin le'ishto. That is that if his brother passes away and the wife now falls to him, that he does chalitza, and that if he had a wife and then he dies, then chalitza is done on his wife. V'asris lo cholitz v'lo cholzin le'ishto. And I also heard the opposite, that he doesn't do chalitza and chalitza is not done with his wife. V'ein li lefarish. But I don't know how to understand it. Rashi says, I don't know which one. Any odea is a sris ben chalitza ve'is a putter. Now, a sris means someone who's not able to have children, either because of some sort of issue with the actual aver, or we're going to get into that. But point is that they're seemingly not able to have children. And if he's not able to have children, so then that's why Rashi says that v'chsev lo yimcha shemo miyisrael prat l'sris shemo machoy. The reason why you do yibum in the first place is that your brother's name doesn't get erased. But over here, it's going to be erased because you can't have children anyway. So therefore, he's not able to. So I don't know which one it was talking about. Amar Rabbi Akiva niyafarish. Let me explain it to you. Sris adam choletz v'choltzin le'ishto. Rashi says this is talking about somebody who became a sris after he was already born. That's what it means. Not to be thinking that it means that it was done by some person only in that case, but the Mishnah over here seems to be saying it's talking about someone who isn't able to have children. He becomes sterile either through some sort of person did something to him or something else happened, but it was after he was born. Mipnei shahaisa lo shasa kosher. And the reason is you have to do chalitza is because there was a time when he had a shas kosher that was right before it occurred. So ischama, we're going to see, means somebody who was born with this issue. Rashi says, even before he was born, he came into it with this issue. So if he was fine and something happened, then that is where you have to do chalitza. He does chalitza and you got to do chalitza because it was a shas hechsher. If we're talking about ischama, which we're explaining right now, means that it's mimeimo, which means even before he was born. So then you go ahead and you don't have to do chalitza. He doesn't do chalitza, and chalitza is not done with his wife. Mipnei shaloi shalo shas hakosher, because there's no shas hakosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he argues, low-key, that is not the case. Low-key, you know what I'm saying? Keep low-key. Ella, he says, sris chama, cholitza chotzen lishto, the opposite of what he had said before, mipnei sheyesh la rifua, because there is a rifua. He holds that he can be healed. He has no refuah of a person who is such a matzav. Zok to the Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Misera al ben Megusas. He testified. Rabbi Yeshua ben Misera testified about ben Megusas. Shai Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim, and Swiss Adam. He was a Swiss Adam, and what came from it? V'yibmu is ishto, and there was yibum that happened with his wife. He ended up dying, and his brother did yibum. L'kayim div Rabbi Akiva, in order to do that which Rabbi Akiva had said. Rashi says that the edus. He did this in order to uphold the words of Rabbi Akiva, who said that it's Swiss Adam Taka, you do this, you do Chalitza. Over here, he actually says you did Yibam them. All right, let's keep going. The Swiss doesn't do Chalitza, and he doesn't do Yibam. Depending on who we hold like, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, that's talking about a Swiss Chama, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's talking about a Swiss Adam. All right, so now we're going to see why the Gemara is going to explain why we're talking about this again. V'chein Eilinus. An Eilinus is a woman who is not able to go ahead and develop. She is not able to have a child. Right, so Zechin Eilinus lo chaletzes v'lo misabemes. She doesn't need chalitza. If she ends up marrying someone and the husband dies, you don't have to do chalitza. And also, you're not allowed to do yibum with her. Again, like we spoke about when it comes to Yibam, it's building up the brother's house, and here you can't. Hasris shechalatz livimto lo pasla. If a sris goes and does chalitza with his Yivama, he didn't go and passel her that she's called, a chalitza, that she can't now marry a kohen. Says Rashi, because the chalitza is not considered chalitza, it's nothing. Bala pasla. But if he has a relationship with her, then Itaka does passel her from being okay to be with a kohen. Because it's considered a relationship of znus. Says Rashi, shasur lo mishum eishas ach shalobim kol mitzvah. Now it's an isser of eishas ach lo kol mitzvah. She can't marry a kohen anymore. V'chein islandis shecholtzu la'achim. Let's say you have an islandis that if the brothers end up doing chalitza on the island is lo paslua, they didn't go and pasl her that she's now no longer go ahead and marry a kohen because it doesn't mean anything. But alua psalua, if they have be with her, then they actually talk a do pasl her from being with a kohen. Mipnei should be also be las nus, because it's be las nus. Same idea, because she didn't fall from the mitzvah of yibam. Period. Zok the heilige gemara. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that the Swiss Adam is someone who was born and only afterwards had an issue that became sterile. So now, what do we say about such a thing? By Swiss Adam, he does chalitza, michti. Break it down. Shamina Rabbi Akiva da Amar. We heard Rabbi Akiva had said, this goes back, my friends, to a Mishnah we saw in Mem Tes. Chayve lavin ke chayve krisostamo. The idea of chayve lavin, that is under the same shtickle. It falls into the same category of chayve krisos when it comes to the idea of erva. The Mishnah said earlier that if you have a kid that comes out by chayve lavin, that's going to be a mamzer, just like if it came out of, if there'd be an issue with kares. Chayve krisos lavin echanitza v'yibaninu. Wrong trap. When you ever have a situation where it's going to be chayve krisos, there's no chalitza, no yibim. So if you compare those two together, so why is it over here that we say that a Swiss Adam does chalitza? This happens to be a circumstance we're talking about of a Swiss Adam, and a Swiss Adam falls into the category of a Petsua Daka, right? So now she's now usher to be taken. She can't be taken by him at all, and therefore there's no Yibam over here. So this Shomeris Yavama, this woman whose husband died, now she falls to him, she doesn't have to worry about anything. She can go free without any chalitza, and it'd be usher to the Yavam because it's considered like Eish Asach, because it doesn't have any. There's no mitzvah yibim over here. So what's going on? Rabbi Kiva says that you do chalitza. Amrav Ami, hachamai skin, what are we dealing with over here? Kengon shenase achiv giores. We're talking about the Swiss Adam's brother. So you have Reuven, you have Shimon. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies and falls now to Shimon. And Shimon is this Ptsuadakas shtickle. And now Reuven, turns out that Reuven married Rachel. She was the Gioris. Rabbi Kiva says with Rabbi Yossi, he was like Rabbi Yossi. Let me have this machlokas earlier. That the Da'amu says, Kahal Gerim Loikir Kahal, that of the Gerim are not considered Kahal, and therefore they are allowed to marry other people, i.e. a Ptsuadaka. In this case, is also, you're allowed to do it also. So says Gemara, okay, so you tell me that if he married a Gioris and now this Yuvama turns out to be a Gioris and she can be married to a Daka, which is a Swiss Adam, so why do you say have to do Chalitza? Let him also do Yibum. What's the issue here? And for the Gemara Nechinami, you're right. Rabbi Akiva says he's allowed to go ahead. The Swiss Adam can do Yibum in such a case. He also uses the Lashon of Cholitz. Now, let's understand what's going on. Rashi says, the Rabbi Yeshua Yivume Lo De Isle Kahal Gerim Mikri Kahal. He argues and he holds that this concept of Kahal Gerim is considered a Kahal, right? He goes like, according to this, Rabbi Yeshua holds the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who argues with Yossi. He says that the Kahal includes Gerim also, and therefore the Swiss Adam is not allowed to marry this Gioris, even though if it's a gear, it's not allowed to. Okay, so Rabbi Shua Yivumi lo deisle kal gear mikri kal. Umiyu michatz cholza. You have to do chalitza. Why? The chavei lavin Rabbi Shua b'nei chalitza ninu. Because he does not hold like Rabbi Akiva's understanding to say the chavei lavin is like krisus. Rather, chavei lavin still has this zika shtickle. They have to go ahead and do chalitza. Now, Dekanami, we could also go ahead and see that what Rabbi Kiva said, that the Swiss Adam is allowed to even do Yibam, we could also go ahead and be medaik this from a Mishnah itself. To Gatani, Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Besera al ben Megusas, the testify about Megusas Shahayu Yushalayim, Swiss Adam, Yibmu es Ishto, did Yibam with his wife. Lakaim Devi Rabbi Kiva, to Mikayim Devi Rabbi Kiva, Shmamina, that Yirtaka allowed to do Yibam, Swiss Adam and the Gioris, according to Rabbi Kiva.
So we've established so far that the case that we're talking about, the Rabbi Akiva says you do chalitza or even yibam, is discussing where the Sris Adam is now, the Yavama is a Gioris, and since he holds that the case of the Gioris is not considered kahal, therefore let him marry Sris Adam, that's where you do chalitza or yibam. And if it wouldn't be that, then you wouldn't do chalitza or yibam because it's like krisis and there's no chalitza or yibam that happens over there. Now the Gemara asks a kash on that. Masivirabba pitsu adako krushavcha Sris Adam vehazakin o chotzin o miyabmin. All these different cases that we talk about. Pitsu adaka, again, is the crushed matzav krushavcha, is that the eber was cut. Sris Adam, a person is a sris, so he's not able to have kids for whatever reason. Vazakin, as a Rashi pointed, the reason why he puts it over here is because nakat le bahadi hanach misham the dummy lose simitzlam the haisalu shasta kosher. This time is kosher. Vahashta pasuk melida, but now can't have kids anymore. So we're talking about all these of the brother-in-law. Oh, cholzin, they're the chalitza miyabmin. Now we're going to see soon that it doesn't mean they were allowed to do yibam. It just means that if they did do yibam, that the yibam would actually work. Right? We see over here most of Rashi brings down from earlier, lav lechatchila kamar eli yibum in yibum. If it did it, then it would actually work. She'im ba'alu kanuk the ketani le'asil. It's going to be explained. Kate said, what's the case? First, we're going to talk about, let's say, one of these people on this list ends up dying and leaves over a wife. Mesu, this guy, one of these people, let's go with Lamashal, a tzudaka. Right, ends up and goes ahead and he dies. And now, v'loim nashim v'lemach, and he leaves over wives and brothers. V'amdu achin v'asu maimer b'nosh ha'seim. And the brothers get up and they do maimer with the wives. Or we're talking about his v'nosu get. Or they go ahead and give a get to one of them. That we've seen a few times in Masechta, you go and you give a get to the Yavama, then what happens, it like disqualifies him midurabanan. Osha chotzu, or they end up doing chalitza. Masha asu. And as Rashi says, Masha Asu Vitzuchos get lamamar. And if they did maimer, you have to get a get. Oh, im nasnu get asur and shuv liab. And you have to go and marry them. And also the chalitza is actually going to work. V'im ba'alu kanu. And if they did bia, then they are kanu them. That's yibum straight up. And the Rashi over here, the Mosef Rashi says that v'yotza beget below b'chalitza, and you get up with get and not chalitza. That is a straight up stuff we learned earlier. Mesu achin. But what happens if it's not the case that this guy, this let's say Sris or whatever it is, Psudaka was the one who ended up dying, but rather it was the brothers end up dying, and now the Yavama now falls to this guy over here. And what's the case? Va'amdu hein va'asu maimer. Hein means one of these people in this case. Hein va'asu maimer b'nosh ha'sim. They do maimer v'nosh ha'get. They do ochalutsu. Masa asu. What they did. Ve'im ba'alu kanu. And if they did bia, then it actually works. Va'asu l'kaiman. But it's asur to stay with them. It works, but it's asur to stay. Rashi says, this is lav azakin koi. This is not going on the zakin. But the rest of them are now allowed to hold on to them. Since the pasuk says meforish, Mishum Shemar lo yovel b'tzua daka ukrushavcha b'gal Hashem, alma b'kahal eskinan. Now it's hajuk kushtu l'dukte because you want to see Rabbi Akiva that we're dealing with the case of the woman who's not in the kahal. She's a gioris, and therefore that's why she's allowed to go and marry. You can do chalitza, or you can even do yibam. But now we see from you that you're the one who's quoting this abrais over here. And yet, what are we saying? We're saying that they're not allowed to keep her anymore because you're not allowed to come to the kahal Hashem. Means to say that this woman, this particular instance that we're dealing over here, is dealing with a kahal Hashem. So now, if Rabbi Akiva holds that the women that are ushered by a lav are the same as one by kares, the one is the Yavama is stuck to a Yavam who's a Sris Adam. It should be that there's absolutely nothing. You don't need it all together. Don't try to answer that we're talking about a Gioris and not a Kal Shem, because we see clearly not like that here. Elam, a rabbi comes up with a new explanation. Kigon shenafla lo ubisof nifto. We're talking about a case where she fell to him, and then when she fell to him, the Zika comes into play. Who's a kikol yibam? We have to do yibam. And then afterwards, shenafla lo ubisof nifto. And Rashi says what that means is the hashta boye chalitza lafkuye Zika. Then something bad happens. Now they can't get married anymore, but the Zika was already in place. Therefore, we have to go ahead and do chalitza. In this case, it's just chalitza, not yibam, seemingly. Amale abai valese iser pitsua v'nitche ase de yibam. Bayana says, I don't understand. Why don't we just let the Isser of a Petsua Daka come and knock out the Chiyav of Yibam, and therefore the Zika is going to be gone also, even though the Zika happened before. V'leisi Isser Petsua V'nitche Ase the Yibam. Milo Tana, didn't we learn in Mishnah? It's coming up later in the Kuf Tes. Didn't we learn in Gamliel Omer? Im Miana. V'imla, but if not, then tamtam nachatak. They wait until the young child becomes older. I'll explain in a minute what this means. Truth is, I can explain right now. We're talking about a case. We saw this early in the Masechta as well, and that is that you have two brothers that marry two sisters, and we're talking about the fact that one of them is just a little lass. She's a little girl. This goes way back to Daf Yud Ches, and we're going to see it later on Kuftes as well. All right, that's where it actually comes up. So Rabbi Gamliel says that let's say you have a case of Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven ends up marrying Kitana, an orphaned Kitana, right? So it's a Durabanan Dika marriage, and Shimon ends up marrying the Gadol sister. Shimon ends up dying. And now the Gedola falls to Reuven. Now the problem is, though, is that he's married to the sister. However, it's only married Midorabanan. So now when she falls to him, now it depends what happens. If the younger sister does Miyun, so then the marriage is annulled, and then the older sister now falls to Reuven, and they do Yibum or Chalitza, and there's no problem. But if she doesn't do it, then what happens is like this. Midoraisa, there's a Zika that exists, but Midorabanan, she can't do anything because the other one's still married to her. So when the other one gets older, now the other one, and she, let's say, doesn't do Miyun, so then the marriage comes into play, and then what happens is it knocks off that whole shtickle, and she gets to be married to her, and then the older one doesn't have to do anything. So let's read inside now. If she did Miyun, then she did Miyun. Then the older one now can do Yibum or Chalitza. But if not, then time to Shetakta. Wait until the younger one gets older. At that point, what ends up happening, now they have a Dereis, a Dika marriage. And then the older one goes out because of a Chosisha, and there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no nothing. It's out. Al Morisi, I'll see Isra Chosisha Vadachi. You see that the Isra Vachosisha comes and knocks off this other Zika, even though that Zika happened beforehand. Let it be that the Iser Ptsuadaka comes along and knocks away the Zika that happened beforehand when nothing was wrong, and then there's nothing to talk about here. You don't have to do any sort of Yibum or any sort of Chalitza. So we just knocked off opportunity number two to try to understand why Rabbi Akiva says what he says. We come with another one. This is, I believe, the last one. We'll see. El Amar of Yosef, Hai Tana, Hach Tana, Debi Rabbi Akiva, Hida Amar, Mechaive Lavin Desheer, Havi Mamzer, Mechaive Lavin Grede, Lo Havi Mamzer. This is wild. It brings us back to the Mem test. There was a three-way machlokus for how far Rabbi Akiva went when he compared Chaive Lavin. And what does it go? We say Chaive Lavin is considered like a mamzer or not. So we say over here is that this goes like according to the Rabbi Akiva that says that Chaive Lavin de She'er Havi Mamzer. Only if it's Chaive Lavin when it's coming to a relative, then it's going to end up being a mamzer. But it's Chaive Lavin Greda, which means with someone who is just a Chaive Lavin, but it's not some sort of, doesn't fall into the relative situation, then lo have a mamzer. Rashi explains we could even be talking about a case over here, shenivtsa v'yachakach nafalot. The guy's already p'tsuadaka before the whole thing happens. Ukut amar ha isle rabbi kiva Chaive Lavin ki Chaive Krisus. He says it's like Chaive Krisus, therefore you don't have to do any chalitza at all. Hai tana de mesis and hach tana de rabbi kiva. It's the following tana of rabbi kiva, the amar b'cholitz v'yavimtu. E ezehu mamzer. Kol she'er basar, who below Yavo, the low Karibi Simai, and not like Rabbi Simai, the Amar Minakol Haya Oser Rabbi Akiva Mamzer. Everyone is a Mamzer. Chutz Me'amana Koin Gadon Shari Amar Torah Lo Yikach V'lo Yichal Ava Mikol Chayvi Lavin Grede Afilu Leka Karva Havlad Mamzer. That was Rav Simai, but we're in the opinion who doesn't hold like that. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, if we're in this world, then we don't compare this type of Chayvi Lavin with Kares. And since we don't compare this Chayvi with Kares, then the Yavama, even though it's going to be ushered to the Yavam because of the Chayv Lavin, because of Psuad Naka, nonetheless, you still have to do Chalitza. Now the Gemara just goes to the basic question, going back onto the Mishnah over here. The Rabbi Kiva says that a Sris Adam Sris Adam, since it was a time when actually he was Shasa Kosher, you do Chalitza. But why? Ikri Kan Lahakim La'achiv Shem. Why don't we say that in the same Pasuk here, Rashi is Barchidim, but my Sris Chole, so I feel Hoy Salu Shasa Kosher. Ikri Kan Lahakim, you have to be able to uphold your brother's name. V'ha Lav Barachiyu. And Lav Barachiyu, this one, is Sris Adam, there was a time he was able to do it, but now he's not able to do it. So then, Shaiches, why should you even do Chalitza? Amar Rava, if you really want to say the fact that he did have a chance to be able to he was able to do something at some time, it was a Shasa Kosher, and then he lost a Shasa Kosher, if you want to say that's irrelevant, because right now the bottom line is there's nothing you can do, then Amarava Imkain, if that's really true, then Ein Lecha Isha Shekshir Liyavam. You'll never have a case of a woman who's going to be kosher for Yibam. You know why? Shalom Nasa, I'm sorry, Ein Lecha Isha Shekshir Liyavam, Shalom Nasa Baila Srischama Shah Achas Kodl Misaso. There's never going to be a case where the husband didn't become a Srischama a moment before he died. What that means is, Rashi says, that Samach Misaso, Yisuri Misa Matish and Kocho. At the time of the pain of his death, it weakens him that he's not able to have tashmish. And Rashi says, okay, but let's spell that out. And since he's not able to have tashmish, therefore, since they have no kids right now, obviously, otherwise we're talking about Yibam over here, since he's not able to have tashmish, so he's not even able to uphold his household here. Therefore, the only time he do Yibam is in order to uphold the household that he could have. But if he couldn't have done it because the moment before he died, he wasn't able to do such a thing, so therefore we can't build it up either. So the Gemara says, El Amina, says Rashi, El Amina, Hol Meikar, Barakamo, Ahava, Baschalitzehi. So Hachanami Loshna, she's called a Bas Chalitza, and here too, it's no different. So over here too, even though you want to say that this guy became a sister, there was a time he was good, therefore he's doing Chalitza, just like a regular husband, there was a time he's good, and he ended up losing that right before he died, and still Yibam is in play. Frakta Gemara, Le Rebbe Eliezer, Peruka de Rava Pirchai. Are we going to say that this answer the Rava just gave, is that going to knock out Rebbe Eliezer, who in our Mishnah? Remember Eliezer in our Mishnah, that he had said that if a person is Swiss Adam, that doesn't do Yibam Chalitza, even though there's a Shasa Kosher. Oh, but over here it seems to say not like that. Does it knock him out? Does Gemara? No, he'll just say back that Hasam Kechishusa da Aschila Bey. Don't try to draw a parallel from the guy as he's dying, because he's not actually a Swiss. The guy's just really weak, and it's not actually an issue of sterility. So therefore, don't try to compare the two. And I'm still arguing with you. And that is a person, even if he had a Shasa Kosher, still is going to be nothing. Rashi says, last Rashi, bottom line, second last Rashi, V'lav Swissu, Ela Misa Mechacheshes Kocho, just weakens him. Now, we've been talking about this idea of Swiss Chama. We already spoke it out a little bit in the Mishnah. We spoke out a lot in the Mishnah, but we already spoke out what it means, but another one gets into it. Hechi dami Swiss Chama. What does it mean when it says Swiss Chama? Amar Vizak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it says it's talking about kol, beep, turn the page. Shalo ra'a sha achas bekashruso. Anyone who is never actually stale. Rashi says, we're talking about shalokim me'imo. That's a Swiss Chama, and not as opposed to a Swiss Adam. And that is that it was from the time before he was even born. How do we know it's talking about? It's from birth that he was born with it. Amar Abaye, kol hamatil mayim ve'eno osa kipa. The question that we're answering over here is, how do we know, like, that's actually the case, that this is called from birth? It means anyone who goes to use the bathroom and from the time that he's born, he goes to urinate, and it doesn't make a kipa, like an arc. Rather, it just Rashi says kipa is adular she'en ki luach hashetan holich lemerchik, doesn't go far the stream, because you made to klapi milo, when he pushes up veinasa kipa, doesn't make it like an arch, right? That would just be considered a Swiss chama. Mimai havai, where does this come from? How does that happen? Da'afya ime b'tiara v'shasya shichra merka. It's because the mother was baking bread at a time which is like the middle of the daytime. Rashi says, "Da'afya ema lechem betanur, in the oven, b'tiara she michamamasa chom hatanur v'chom atzarayim, because of the heat of the oven, the heat of the afternoon, shicher merka shicher mazug v'gedami chazak, like some sort of strong type of beer, and she's drinking this type of beer." These are the things which causes the baby to have this issue. Amar Yosef says, "Hainu deshamana laami daamar." This is what it means that I heard Ami saying, "Kol shemi me'imo lakoi v'lo yadana mainiu." He was talking about anybody who was lucka, who was afflicted from the womb, from the mother's womb, and I didn't know what exactly caused this type of issue. That's the first lashon of Rashi that he says, "I didn't know what caused this type of issue to happen." The second lashon of Rashi is lashon chinu hachi yisino hainu deshamana laami.
anyone from the time of from the Mimul Gizlakri Velo Yudana Maiki, I didn't know what he was talking about. Klomer Lohavel Yudana Ahecha Kai. Aval Hashta Vada Yudana de Swiss Chama Kimafarsa Oza. I was talking about a Swiss Chama, and I understand what he was explaining. Now, in such an instance, a woman wouldn't need Chalitza at all, according to Rabbi Kiva, and she's off the hook. The question is, Ovalecha Shama Hivri bin time. Aren't we worried that maybe the baby got better in the meantime? In which case, now there was a Shas Hechsher, a kosher, and therefore you should need Chalitza? Says Gemara, Kivan the Chilas of a Sofalakoi, since we saw at the beginning and at the end that it was lakoi lo chashinan. We're actually not worried to say that maybe he got better.
Is that really true? We're not worried, and we wouldn't have to check a few different times. Masav Rav Mari, Rav Chanina ben Atikin Asomri says, "Botkin oso shalosh pa'amim besoch shmonim yom." We're talking about over here. This is a bechor, which is brought to the kohen, and we go and we check it a few times over 30 days, over 80 days. Right, three times within 80 days. One in the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. Right, but we don't say it's okay, it's enough to see the beginning and the end. So what do you see? We are worried that maybe there was sick and then it got better and then it got sick again. Maybe that's what happened over here. So we did the same thing also. And maybe, so we're worried over here is why shouldn't we say the same thing over here? It says, when we're talking about one aver, right, and that's what we're talking about when it comes to an issue with the eye. Rashi says, l'ayin, l'chad aver, in reference to the end with the bechor. We're worried that that may have happened. L'kuli gufu l'chashinu. We're not worried about the whole guf, though. Rashi says, s'riskama, machnas chole kol gufu. That's because of the entire body. And therefore, we don't have to be worried that that's the case. Nefer chalitz and yibam would actually come into play. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.